The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, the week before last, we had a big feature on shared space. You might remember hearing from Alison Byard about the Morpeth scheme, which was overturned, and from Sandy Taylor about the impact of the scheme in his hometown of Kirkintilloch near Glasgow. Campaigner Sarah Gayton came in to speak to us about her findings. Some of it is truly shocking.
It's Sarah Gayton from the Sea of Change film campaign. The reason I got quite passionate about shared space is that I met Lord Chris Holmes in 2011. And to be honest, it was really the first blind person that I'd met. So he told his story and the whole story about the Paralympics. And I was like, well, this is coming to wake up Britain to the needs of disabled people. And a year later, in my hometown of Leek, is that we actually had a really beautiful roundabout that worked, and the council wanted to take that away and bring in this thing called shared space. Now, I'd never heard of shared space, but we actually looked at the guide dogs documents that were out saying that blind people just could not use them. Why would our council put in a road system that blind people couldn't use? I thought, well, this is wrong. So we started again to try and tell the councils, and nobody was taking an interest. We lost the roundabout and that was taken away, but we didn't stop when that happened because we knew what had happened was fundamentally wrong. So we put a freedom of information on the council, and what came back was that the council said that the new trees in the high street on balance were more important than a crossing for blind people. And I thought, hold on, how do you have a council prioritising new trees on the needs of blind people to cross the road? So we linked with the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, and suddenly I realised that this problem, it was a problem all across the country. I think when individuals start campaigning, there's a real problem that you are seen as the person that keeps moaning, saying that there's going to be a problem. So what we did is actually we went to Coventry, we went to Exhibition Road, we went to Southend-on-Sea, we went to Warwick, and we went to Lewes, and we talked to blind people in their own environment, all having problems with shared space. And what that did was actually all, it wasn't lone voices then, it was people sort of coming together. And what we did, we made a film, the United Nations International Day for Disabled People, on the 3rd of December. So we took that film, and again, trying to be cooperative and to bring a variety of voices in, architects, engineers, planners, RNIB, guide dogs, lords and ladies and MPs. We had the Secretary of State there, Lynn Featherstone, and lots of blind and partially sighted people and guide dog users, white cane users. And we brought all these people together in December 2013, thinking that alarm bells would start ringing, thinking, hold on, there's something wrong with this issue. And it was a brilliant event. But again, the scheme carried on and on and on, and more schemes we could see on social media that was coming on. And it was like, why aren't they listening to us? On the backdrop of this, we also went to number 10 to ask for public inquiry into shared space, and that didn't happen. So again, in 2014, we went back to the House of Lords, and we presented the information to Lord McAvoy. Lord McAvoy said, well, what can I do about it? So I got the folder out again, and I just started like banging the table, and I've taken the page over going, look, that is Grimsbury, that is Warwick, that is Southend-on-Sea, that is Pontypridd. And what I was showing them was these pictures of grannies with black and blue faces and pictures of blind people saying, I cannot use this scheme. And I was saying, don't tell me to accept that you can't do anything. You have to do something. And give Lord McAvoy his due. I think the very next day he put a question into the House of Lords. But when we left that meeting, we actually bumped into Lord Chris Holmes, and we gave him a copy of the film. And suddenly Lord McAvoy was asking questions, Lord Chris Holmes was asking questions. And again, we asked number 10 for a public inquiry, but we were declined. So following that, Lord Chris Holmes did his own report, Accidents by Design, that I find the people that actually had the courage to speak up and the conviction to put into his report to say that they were having problems, not just blind people, but young mothers, other disabled people, other old and vulnerable people. And to be honest, people that haven't got a disability, or not old, they don't like these schemes. And it was okay to say, we do not like these schemes. It was okay for the public to say, we don't like it. But I also knew that we had to do some quite fundamental research behind shared space. So what we spent the past year doing freedom of information requests and getting the actual facts behind it, we found that 14 schemes have U-turned. Councils have had to put crossings back in, they've had to put curbs back in a couple of schemes, and two schemes have had to be pedestrianised. We found that five people have been killed in these schemes, the last one being a three-year-old child in Jersey, where the mother thought it was pedestrianised and the child has got run over. In Coventry, we found that when Mr Thompson was died, he died in January 2012 at the Hale Street Junction, and the council and Living Streets actually uploaded a video in April 2012 saying that the scheme was working, that junction, Hale Street, was working okay, when it fundamentally wasn't, because this gentleman had been killed. We found that the proponents of shared space in 2007 wrote to Suffolk County Council and told them to go above the needs of special interest groups, and they were talking about blind people. We found emails from 2015 of proponents of shared space writing to the council, telling them to ignore Lord Chris Holmes' report and telling them to ignore that vulnerable people and disabled people didn't understand the complexities of shared space. We found in Poynton the number of accidents that we were told that happened in these schemes before didn't happen. You can argue with the research that we've done. It is fundamentally there for anybody to use to show that shared space is not working, and you can stop it, and you can get an accessible environment.
Well, if you want to get in touch with Sarah about her research or how to fight shared space schemes in your area, her email address is sarahgayton, that's G-A-Y-T-O-N, sarahgayton at yahoo.co.uk.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.